This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half of the hour now. It's the DJ V Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keith. You can find us at DJ V Show. You can also find Jennifer at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen, and like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show, where you can see a picture of a dog that I met posted on the Facebook page, a dog named Duke. That I met at
that's a good name. Doug and Duke. I love
Doug
it.
Doug and Duke.
Cute. I love that.
Doug, you could do a morning show with him.
Yeah.
Doug and Duke in the morning.
Yeah.
It's really my first foray into even thinking about having a dog. Charlotte died, as we were talking about on Friday, 2 years ago on Friday. And as I was getting upset on the air, Meredith sent me a note and she said, "Why would you get upset about this?" I mean, I suppose it's the same thing you could apply to anything when it comes to thinking about whether it's relationships, the dog and you have that relationship that lasts for 10, 15 years maybe. And so I have, as I am wont to do sometimes, I tend to go into the hole when I think about this and you know, worry about the conditions that she was in when she died, yada, yada, yada. But when I think about the fabulous life that we had together and the fabulous things that we did together, I can go, unfortunately, Victoria and Kara, you weren't around. Richie will tell you stories about Charlotte being in the studio there. Remember, Charlotte was with me day and night for 12 and a half years. Everything I did, she, first 2 years she was with Brendan, everything, every place I, everything that I did in my life was with her. And so as I think back about all of the things, and I encourage you to do the same thing, whether it's with your dog or whether it's with your spouse. You know, things may fall apart. I hope Janet Jackson is looking at the good things of her former husband. I think we all need to do that. What are the good things that were there that you can bring up that keep you from going into the dumpster, which is easy enough to do, but there were so many more great memories and experiences and stuff that she and I had. So it got me to think. Victoria sent me a connection to the L.A. Southern California Bulldog Rescue Operation, and I went there on Saturday. And it was really quite an experience. I met this dog named Duke. And Duke is pictured at the DJV website. So you want to go look at Duke. And I'm going to explore a little bit more this week. Whether I adopt him or not remains to be seen. But I could see, I've got to spend some more time with them. I think that's the thing.
Yeah.
That you need to spend more time with these dogs and make sure that it's a fit. But I met so many dogs. What it did was sort of confirm with me. I've been talking for a long time. We talked about having at the farm an equine, bovine, and canine rescue. And I could see every one of these dogs. My son and I talked about it. Every single one of those dogs I wanted to take with me to protect or keep in some way where they, and then they have a fabulous foster home. I don't know if they do that with other breeds as well, but they have a foster home program where they bring these dogs away from the vet. If they're healthy, they check them out and they bring them to foster homes as they try to find homes for the dogs. Pretty much the same as what happens in the system for children, right? For humans.
Yeah. We're foster parents for the rescue that we work with, and it's all different types of breeds. And fostering is literally the fastest way to save a life because, and we say this to all of our friends, and we've gotten our friends to be fosters, because it gets the dog out of the shelter, it frees up space to save another life. So you're immediately saving two lives. And fostering is wonderful. It boosts, dogs can suffer suffer from depression. If they're in a shelter for too long, they stop looking at people. They stop making eye contact. It's real depression. And so fostering really helps eliminate that.
You know,
it's amazing.
And these animals deserve the best. They have come into this world. I was looking at these two. Well, now I am going to get upset a little bit. But I was looking at these two older dogs. Nobody wanted them.
Aww.
And you could see that nobody wanted them. And they were old. And it gets me, because this whole business about age gets me crazy. And it applies to dogs as well as people or to whomever. The dogs, this breed, as they get into 10, 11 years of age, they can have serious problems if they haven't been well taken care of. It's just knowing, this is the thing, and this is your obligation. If you have a pet, if you have some animal, this is what I want to, I get physically really angry because I can see how some of these dogs have been abused by people who just got them because they were a trinket or a toy or they were the thing of the day. Oh, yeah, everybody wants to have a bulldog. Well, bulldogs require serious commitment. They require serious attention. They require a lot of things. But I will tell you, more than any other kind of dog that I've ever had, they give it back to you. And then some.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just that's the nature of the breed.
So I have an idea. Why don't you adopt two? Why don't you adopt a younger one and an older one?
Well, I might do that, Jennifer. It's interesting.
And give them a good life, and then get another older one when that one expires.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a question of how well they get along. This one gets along. They have different color bandanas on them. They have green for they get along with children and other dogs. And they have blue if they get along with other dogs, but not young children. And they had, let's see, what was the other color? I think it was white. They didn't get along. There was one dog that I could see had been abused and wouldn't get along. He growled at everybody and everything. Growl, growl, growl. And that's strictly, by the way, it's like how you treat your children. These dogs are going to be exactly like whatever it is you expose them to. And it's the same. Your children are going to be just like whatever you expose them to. Whatever the environment is, that's what these animals are going to reflect. So these dogs, some of them get abused, some of them are just mistreated, and others are treated with love and kindness. I don't know what the story is with this 13-month-old dog who seems perfectly healthy, and man, does he have energy. He wanted to play. The video that we posted, I don't know if that got up there, too.
Yep, it's there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a little, just a quick 2-3 second video of him chasing after something, which is what Charlotte loved to do. But that kind of stuff you need to see in them as well, because it speaks to what you just said, Victoria, about how after they've been sort of just put away in a cage for a while, they get depressed.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see them. I remember when we saw Millie for the first time. She was in a cage in the back of the corner. We'd gone to New York. The Meredith has had good luck with pit bulls, and she wanted to get a pit bull. So we went down to the Brooklyn, basically that's what they call it, the Brooklyn Kill Center. Bring the dogs in, keep them for a while. If you don't find a home for them, goodbye. And I suppose that it's, you know, it's a. And I asked this lady at the bulldog rescue here if that was what was. I said to her, how many of these dogs get adopted? And I looked her right in the eye, and she said about 80 or 85%. I said, what happens to the rest of them? And she looked at me. She didn't say a word.
Yeah.
So
most rescues, though, most rescues will, they go to great lengths to make sure that
it
doesn't happen.
Oh, they do. You can see that. Yeah, right. Yeah, but
they
still have. I could see where some of these older dogs that nobody wants, sooner or later, they'll put them to sleep. And there's life. You can still see there's life in them.
Oh, yeah. I've known people who've adopted senior dogs. My uncle adopted a dog who was 14. She was a lab. She was lab pit bull mix. She was beautiful. And he only had her for, 10 months and found out she had, renal failure. But she had the most amazing last 10 months of her life. And he said it was the best dog he's ever had.
Yeah.
So, and he's had dogs his whole life and has rescued animals, three-legged goats, and we used to make fun of him. He's got everything.
Yeah, but think about them in terms of...
There's gratitude that comes with those older dogs.
Well, but there's also the system, the world as it is. What goes on here, there's a reason for everything. There's a reason for these beings being here, whatever it is, whatever they... do in terms of selecting the experience that they want to have, but there is a reason, and for us to put ourselves above them is a travesty. We may be able to figure things out differently, but they have different skills than we do as well. I mean, if nothing else, you look at how they smell. When Charlotte lost her eyes, her ability to smell, even though it's like, what, 3,000 times greater than ours, that was even enhanced. I will never forget the night we came home. Charlotte had lost her eyes in the accident on the farm, and when she got home, I had to put her in a little corral, and I kept her mostly in the studio in the front room of the house. And we went out, Meredith and I went out for dinner one night, and we came back, and Charlotte had gotten out of, this was only like maybe 3 weeks after we'd brought her home, for she almost died, obviously, because she got run over and she lost her eyes. And how in the name of God she survived was a miracle, and that's part of what she taught us through her life. But so she climbs out of this sort of, I don't know how to describe it, probably best described as a little cage. And she smelled her way back up the hallway, across the kitchen, out into the back room, and onto her favorite couch.
Aww.
And when we came home, there were lamps knocked all over.
Oh.
But she was asleep on that couch that she loved more than anything else. It was really, it's
so from that point on, that's, she was allowed to have free reign?
Well, she always had free reign anyway.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I had to keep her, because she was incontinent at that point, I had to keep her in sort of a more closed environment. But she was upstairs and downstairs. But it was just one of those, it was her ability, and this is why I say every being that's here on this planet has a reason for being. And there is, but whether you always discover it or not, remains to be seen. So anyway, some food for thought. The time, for those of you who are late for wherever it is that you have to go, it's 18, isn't it? 18 after the hour. It's 18 past the hour. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals. No synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Flowers aren't the only things blooming this spring. For many Americans, it's also the season when thoughts turn to the prospect of buying a home or refinancing a mortgage. Ally Bank's mortgage executive Craig Evans offers some tips for success.
A 30-year fixed-rate loan remains the most popular mortgage option, but adjustable-rate mortgages or ARMs are gaining in favor as rates start to rise nationally. Since every borrower is different, it's crucial to work with experts who understand your situation and can guide you through the entire process.
Evans says buyers should also look for tools to get started. Ally Home, the bank's new home loan equal housing lender, offers borrowers the ease of exploring their options online at ally.com.
Ally Home's affordability calculator can help analyze your household income and your current financial obligations to estimate how much house you can afford. For most people, buying a home is the biggest purchase of their life. So having the right tools and a dedicated support team can make all the difference.
Learn more at ally.com. Member FDIC.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Don't forget about our DJV experience with that special telephone line. Question this week, with all the religious holidays this time of year, do you make spending time with your family a priority? Press 1 for yes, 2 for no at 800-282-2333. 800-282-2333, our question of the week.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Past the hour. Yes, the aforementioned Janet Jackson musically behind us there. Shall we get ourselves attuned to What Have You Done For Me Lately? Yes, that's a rhetorical question because she has split with her husband after having given birth, what was it, 3 months ago to their son? She's living in her London condo with her son. Is it Aisa? Is that how you pronounce his name? Looks like that might make it.
Yeah, or Aisa? Aisa?
Aisa.
Aisa? Their friends call her Daish. Sorry.
Yeah, right.
Well,
her husband's
humor.
Name is Wissam Al-Manna.
Wow.
And apparently the excuse for this is they're both busy people. They're determined to be good parents. It's an amicable split. Janet's going to keep the baby. She's 50. Almana's 41. So what was it? January 3rd was the baby. There were people at the time that she got married that were wondering why she married this guy. She converted to Islam and was seen wearing head coverings and dressing more modestly than she used to when she was performing at the Super Bowl, et cetera, et cetera. That guy's worth $1 billion. She confirmed, well, she actually didn't say anything. She did appear, there was a lot of stuff around about converting to Islam. What's the rest of the family situation with the Jacksons? Any of the rest of them convert to Islam, or they all have stayed?
They were all Jehovah's Witness.
That's right.
She's the only one who seems to have gone in this direction, if that's really what she's doing. I'm not sure. It also could be she's just dressing appropriately for living over in the Middle East, you know, or just looking like she doesn't want to have the paparazzi following her.
That's a good way to keep that. I mean, there's so many people who look like that in London. Unless you spent time in London, it's a different place than I knew 40 years ago. It is rare when you do not see a lot of people who are dressed in whatever, however you want to describe it, Middle Eastern fashion.
Right.
And so, Janet Jackson and her son. But you wouldn't get married just to have a baby like that.
How long has she been with him? Do we even know? Do you know, Jen, how long they've been together?
I don't know, actually. I didn't even know she was with somebody new until I heard she was pregnant, and then that, of course, was strange. But, yeah, I think people do get together for different reasons. Yeah.
Well, anyway, the important thing is that hopefully the baby's going to be healthy and happy.
Right.
And that's their first priority. Next up on the hit parade here, literally and figuratively, is Britney Spears.
Her too.
Or Britney Spears says she's ending her Piece of Me show in Las Vegas at the end of the year. These things don't go on forever and ever. Do they? How long is, I'm trying to think of Elton John. How long did his thing
it still goes on, I think.
Yeah. Does it?
But he only does like a month, a year, I think, or something like that. So they switch him in and out. But Britney's been pretty consistently in Vegas for a few years. Now I can see where she'd want to do something else. Because it really does prevent you from doing another album and going on your own tour.
Yeah. She's been at the Axis Theater at Planet Hollywood. And on December 31st, her four-year contract expires and she will not renew it. She's been there, let's see, December 2013, $15 million a year for her performances there. So how many does she do? Is it once a month?
Oh, no.
Is it
when
every
she's
night?
In season, she does them every night. I think she only has two nights off a week.
Has she only got $15 million
for
that? I don't know. That sounds, when they go on tour, they make more money than that.
Right. Now, there are 60. Only certain months that she's in season, but she, I've noticed, is in season more than often than not. I mean, at least 4 months out of the year.
Really?
Well, it kept selling out, so people wanted to buy tickets.
Yeah. Her manager says that they're talking with Caesars and other interested parties in Las Vegas. And anything is possible because she sells out every show. And she loves being in Las Vegas. She likes performing there. So, what kind of a place is this? She got two children, right?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
What kind of a place is Vegas to bring children?
I think doesn't she go in? I think she still lives out here in Calabasas, so she might do a lot of traveling back and forth.
Are the children here or there?
I don't know. I think they go to school here.
Is Federline the father of both of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, there's that story. 28 and change past the hour.
This is A Healthier You, and I'm Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Should patients be worried about their doctors? Unfortunately, the answer is yes. American doctors face growing constraints on their ability to provide the best treatments possible to their patients. Reams of paperwork and onerous restrictions on what they can prescribe are diverting their attention from what they do best, delivering quality health care to patients. This development is approaching a crisis level in the view of many physicians. Some doctors are already speaking out on the pressures that insurers and others are placing on the medical profession, but the public and even many policymakers are not aware of how bad the situation is. Patients need to tell policymakers that they want to see the doctor-patient relationship kept at the center of American medicine. It is in the interest of all of us to let doctors be doctors. For more details, check out Facebook, Better Healthcare Policy.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some things for the office, but money is tight.
Well, now at Staples, we're celebrating HP Savings Month. You'll find big savings on great HP products all month long.
Save big on HP. How big?
Right now, get up to $180 off select HP LaserJet printers.
Whoa. Mind blown.
You're the third one this week.
Now, during HP Savings Month at Staples, get up to $180 off select HP LaserJet printers and get legendary HP quality. It's your easiest business decision.
Ends 4/15/17. See store staples.com/HP month for details. Restrictions.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
History is upon us. Hi, this is Doug with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara with a wonderful way for you to have some memories, the DJV experience. The other day I asked the following. In life, we ought to strive to, and you all had different answers. I got some interesting comments from people, and this is something I, more often than not, it was something like to serve others. I said, we are all here to help. Remember that? We were talking about
yes.
And you all had your answers. To be our best selves was response. Here's somebody who said, why? Why would you say what you why would you ask that question? I do get asked that by people who want to know how I think. People think I'm strange or I have a rather weird way of looking at the world. I have tried again and again in my life to be complicit with whatever the standards are, and it doesn't work for me. I just don't live my life that way, and I don't think that way, and I don't want to be that way because I'm not happy. I find when I am happiest is when I am doing things that are not, I don't set out to do them because they're contrary to what everybody else does. I just happen to be that way. I don't think the way everybody else around me does. My sisters ask me why I do the things I do. Why have I stuck it out, for example, with this farm, trying to save the farm? I could have made a lot of money selling the land and developing it, but it wasn't what I wanted to do. And fortunately, that's the great thing about being free. And you all have the same thing going for you. We live in a country, yeah, I know, there are a lot of regulations. We don't like the government and yada, yada, yada. But we live in a country that gives us almost unbridled opportunity to do, if you think about it, to do things that you can't do pretty much anywhere else. And it's whether you take advantage of that. People complain they don't make enough money and all that stuff. And I don't even know if it's working harder or working smarter, but there's a way to get around that if you have it. It's got to be sort of in your DNA, though, and astrologically you've got to have the right signs. And when I even I say that, people say, what is the matter with him? What is he talking about? And it really, I'm a complete believer. The more I learn about this stuff, the more I find Maria Trilogy, who is our resident astrologer, does a daily feature that sort of looks at what's going on this week. And by the way, for those of you who follow the drift of Mercury being retrograde, we have passed into that zone again. There will be three times this year, and it's pretty much every year. There are three different episodes for about 3 weeks when Mercury goes retrograde. And people say, what does that mean? Well, there are challenges in communication, transportation, a lot of things. You don't want to start new things, generally speaking, during a retrograde period. You want to sort of sort out old things. A lot of things can come to an end. Not good time for things to begin. Or stuff like that. It affects different people differently.
Can we blame Delta's troubles on Mercury being retrograde?
I think you can.
What happened now?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting you mention that. This whole thing about what has happened with regard to women and what they can wear on planes, this has become a lightning rod of conversation. Have you noticed this? There were three or four opinion pieces in the various national newspapers. USA Today had one.
Oh, about the United Code?
Yeah. And the wearing leggings or whatever they had on, and what you can't wear on the plane. It's still, after a week or more, it still is trending in various places. And I don't know why. I thought we made the point and it's time to move on. But people seem to be stuck on it for whatever the reason. Have you talked to any of your friends about it, Victoria, Jennifer, about this thing? Those of you who don't remember, Delta was last week.
It was United, actually.
I'm sorry, United, right.
Delta United had a bunch of shutdowns this weekend. That's why I was asking about that.
Well, that's because of the weather, though, I think, more than anything else, wasn't it?
But there were like 130 flights or, I don't know, just canceled out of L.A. alone yesterday. It was ridiculous.
Well, because they're too big. They can't, the computer systems can't handle it. I can't tell you, now that you bring it up, when I came out last Thursday, I was supposed to have a particular seat upgraded in a particular way, and when I got to the airport, they said, check at the airport. Okay, so I checked at the airport, and it wasn't what I had agreed or what had been, and I even had the paperwork with me, because I don't trust them, and showed them what was, well, I ended up getting what I wanted, but not the way I wanted it, because they can't handle all of the variables that they have in the system. So they just kick them out. And if you want to get on the plane and you want to get to where you're going, you may argue with them, but what are you going to say? I'm not going to get on the plane. Okay, fine, get out of the way. There's three people waiting for your seat. You know, so they don't have to do service. They just, okay, you don't like it, screw you, let's go.
Yeah. So, my cousin, who's visiting from Ireland right now, she works for Aer Lingus, which is the Irish national airline, which
special.
Is actually...
Yeah,
well, I've flown Aer Lingus my whole life. I love Aer Lingus.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
wonderful.
I don't mind it either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're okay. They're just nothing special.
How many times have you flown it?
Probably a dozen.
I think they're fat. They're some of the best flights I've ever had. They're amazing.
Okay.
Customer
right.
service
so we've had
is
different
great
experiences.
Too.
Anyway, let's not get that in the way of what.
But anyway, she was
us.
Saying that on different flights now internationally, not just Aer Lingus, but on European airlines, if people don't show up 3 hours before their flight, they're just reselling tickets, and people are just going. They're just losing their minds. They're waiting in the airport. And
do it their way.
They've already checked in online, and they're finding that they say, "Oh, well, you weren't here 3 hours in advance." Like we told you to, and they're just giving away their seats, and there's nothing that people can do about it. She said it's causing so many problems in airports in Europe.
Yeah. And that's being done by Aer Lingus. You said they were in Isaiah.
No, Aer Lingus isn't doing it.
They're not doing it.
No, okay. She said there are a lot of other airlines that are doing it, though. Like mm-hmm. British Airways has had a lot of problems.
British is very arrogant. They're just like an American airline. Same thing. British Airways is no different than American Airlines. Same exact treatment, the same customer roughness, rudeness. It's just maybe that's what they want. They want to see which ones can be the worst. Like right to the bottom. Here's a story that sort of falls in line with the Janet Jackson thing today, and we're teasing Victoria because she's getting married in June, and that'll give us at least some fodder for fun between now and then. Here's the story. Janet Jackson, if you didn't hear the story, is leaving her husband. She'd been married to him for a couple of years. She had his baby. And is that a misnomer? A lot of times people say she had his baby. It wasn't his baby. It was their baby. So why do they call it his baby?
I don't say that. I don't know.
She had his baby. Anyway, she did have a baby.
Like she's just a birthing factory.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
It's
very disrespectful. I think it's very disrespectful. Anyway, so she's leaving him, and he's going to give her money and, you know, take care of the kid, blah, blah, blah. Here's the story of a groom facing a $25,000 bill after his wife-to-be left him for another woman last week, 6 weeks before their wedding. Adam Vickers is 24, planning to marry childhood sweetheart Laura O'Callaghan in a venue that they had spent a lot of time picking. They'd sent out the invites already, hired a photographer, a DJ, and a Bentley for the bride to ride in. They have been together for 10 years. They booked their honeymoon to Thailand. So the total cost out of pocket was about $25,000. So Adam apparently came home and discovered his partner in the sacola with her girlfriend, Sinead. And as a result of that and the conversation afterwards, they decided to cancel the wedding. And not only is he depressed, as you can imagine, but this woman has pictures of herself and this new girlfriend all over Facebook. So imagine, I mean, if you're going to be a thoughtless pig, I guess that's what you'd expect. Why would you rub your nose? Okay, so you got something else going on. You just try to handle it, and you split the cost. She left him. He's going to pay all the bills, and she's all over Facebook with her new girlfriend. I think that's piggery in its worst form.
That's terrible.
It is. What kind of a person does that? But the other side of it is, how come he didn't know this about her if he's been with her for 10 years?
Big trouble.
All right, so Biff and Biff, we have two items here of interest, one for each of you, Biff Horn and Biff Keelan. Sergio Garcia, the Masters tournament in Atlanta. Who's up on? I think, Victoria, this sounds more like it's up your alley.
Yeah, well, this was certainly a big deal in my parents' house this weekend and with a lot of our golfing enthusiast friends. Yeah, the Masters. Sergio Garcia won his first Masters after 21 years of being on the Pro Tour, and this is his first major win, and pretty much everyone across the board was so thrilled for him. Competition was thrown out the window. Everyone was cheering for him. The normally quiet golfing crowd started chanting Sergio, and it was loud, and there were lots of tears, and it was just a really happy moment. His caddy bear hugged him, and there's a video footage of it, and it was just a really wonderful thing. And he finally, I mean, 21 years trying to win one major tournament, and I mean, you think you would have given up by
now?
Never
give up. He must be a Scorpio. Never give up.
I can't quit you. Yeah. So. So congratulations to Sergio Garcia.
Yeah. All right, Jen, Tim Tebow.
Totally on my alley. My household was all excited this weekend.
Because of Tim Tebow hitting his second
home run? Oh, no, we're just always excited about Tim Tebow. By the way, it's just me and my cat, so yeah.
Yes. Sorry.
All right, so Tim Tebow, he's on to something finally. You know, after a season or two of practicing, he did it again. He turned minor league baseball player. He was an NFL quarterback turned minor league baseball player. He did his first home run at his first at-bat. Now he sent a second home run flying out of the park on Sunday, second of the season. He's playing for the Columbia Fireflies in the Class A South Atlantic League. He hit a two-run home run in his first minor league at-bat last week. And now, many people, critics of Tim Tebow, say that this shouldn't be taken as a sign that he's good at anything. But The optimist in me says that this is Tim Tebow's next career. He's going to be a baseball player. He's doing it, you guys. He's on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And how old is Tim Tebow? I think he's only like 28 or something, isn't he? I mean, he's still pretty young.
Yeah, he's in his 20s, for sure.
So, I mean, he could do it. I mean,
of course he could.
Yeah.
For heaven's sakes, you know, we were talking about this yesterday.
The haters say that he can't, but don't count him out. Yeah, he's 29.
What good is that?
Did he Tebow after he hits home runs, too?
I hope so.
There's a thing about people and when they get to their prime. We were talking about this at dinner last night, how old you have to be in order to make it. And it's different with different people, different circumstances. Mm-hmm. Would you say that Neil Gorsuch, who gets sworn in to the Supreme Court today, is 49 years old? Mm-hmm. He's just hitting his stride now. He's had a good record.
He's only 49?
Only 49. That was, yep.
Wow, he looks a lot older than that.
That's a gray hair.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. So what I say, the reason I say that is because a lot of people say, I remember my father saying to me, when I was in my late 20s, because he always was trying to get me to go into his business. Well, if you haven't made it, and at 29, I'd had certainly a rocky radio career, but so did everybody else who was doing radio, which my father didn't understand. Now, you spend a year or two at a station. Jennifer's father will tell you that.
Bounce all over the place.
Yeah, you hook up the U-Haul and you go to the next place. And that's just the way that it worked, but I think you judge people on some method that makes no sense whatsoever. And I think Gorsuch has an opportunity here to do a lot of good things. I hope he does for everybody concerned. But for those who think that 49, you haven't hit your stride, he obviously did hit his stride.
Sure.
And got to the big leagues. And so with Tebow, he's taking his time. He's perfecting his game, and he's getting to the big leagues. That may be his plan.
I'm tired of people being mean to him. He's a good dude.
Yeah,
he's, you know, I mean, just because he believes in Jesus and he talks about it,
Jesus,
doesn't mean that he's a bad guy. I mean, come on.
11 before the hour here on the DJV Experience.
Give Tebow a chance.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals. No synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money. Or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's BENETRENDS.com. Benetrends.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
After the hour here, conversation with Uri Geller in Israel. Uri, my pal, Uri is one of the foremost experts on your mind and the minds of people around the world in general. So a number of things that I want to get to with you, Uri, today. First of all, the conversation about Syria, where you are in Tel Aviv in Israel, is about 100 miles from the Syrian border. And as I think I made clear when I was over there, people going across from Syria through a little bit of tip of Jordan and then into Turkey, and that's how they get up into all these refugees into Europe. So what's the general course of conversation there from the Israeli point of view with regard to the bombing that the United States did yesterday, and is Assad out of there?
Yeah, well, look, Doug, when something of this nature happens, which is kind of a major attack, you know, there are many countries that are being told about the situation before it happens, before the buttons are pressed on the American ships, the carriers that have these Tomahawk cruise missiles. Before the red button is pressed, the American Defense Department talks with Germany, talks with England, talks with Russia, and talks with Israel. And there's no doubt in my mind that the Russians knew about this. And by the way, if the Russians wanted, they could have also tried to shoot down the American missiles. Did you know that?
Yeah, and they didn't. Right.
They didn't. So,
yes, right.
So there was some kind of subliminal agreement, I believe. And I know that Netanyahu was told that this is going to happen. And of course, he blessed the attack, because what happened in Syria is basically and categorically outrageous to use
gassing of
destruction.
Awful.
So this happened, and you're right, we are only about 110 miles away flight of a bird. But, you know, Doug, I think that America, Trump had to show his fist, he had to show power, and he had to let the Syrians know that this kind of behavior cannot go on.
Yeah. Right.
And that's what happened.
Sort of drawing a line in the sand. Okay, so there's another item from Israel that I find interesting, and I want to know what people over there are saying about the fact that the Israeli election has been moved. The Labor Party pushed back its leadership vote from July 3rd to a couple of days later. I think it's the 4th or the 5th, because Britney Spears is going to perform.
Yes, this is amazing. All over the headlines in Israel. All the major papers carried this. All the news outlets, television, radio, talked about this for a whole morning. That she's coming and the elections have been moved. I mean, it's ridiculous, but it is true. Who made that decision in the government? Only God knows. But she's very welcome here. You know, when megastars arrive to Israel, it's really important, because lots of stars, lots of celebrities, they're either afraid to come to Israel to perform, as you hear me say, afraid, or they're politically motivated not to come.
Yeah, I understand.
And when such a megastar says, I'm coming to perform, this is very positive, because it just shows the world that celebrities and huge name singers and actors, sports people do come to Israel to enjoy and to work.
Speaking of celebrities, I'm looking at a picture of you and Don Rickles that was taken a number of years ago by the looks of your hair. His passing at the age of 90, he was actually almost 91. The fact that he was as visible as he was when you were coming along and becoming very visible, it was inevitable that people like the two of you would get together at some point. What do you think about him?
Very much so. He was extremely charming, funny when we met. Of course, he's always been very upbeat about his religion, being Jewish, and I was from Israel. It was fantastic meeting him. I think we met him several times, but, you know, God bless him. He reached the age of 90, and that's beautiful. What can I tell you? He was very witty to the last moment. So, Doug, it was, again, a pleasure. A big hug from me, from Hannah, my wife, from Israel, and we'll talk next week.
Uri Geller, his website is URIGELLER, urigeller.com, at 59 past the hour.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.